John Wilkes Booth ended the life of President Abraham Lincoln on April 14, 1865. In the room when Lincoln died was Robert Todd Lincoln, the president's son. That death triggered an unusual curse which plagued the young man until his own death years later. On July 2, 1881, President James A. Garfield walked into a railroad station in Washington. Suddenly, a gun barked twice, and the president fell, mortally wounded. Robert Todd Lincoln witnessed the slaying. 20 years later, on September 6, 1901, President William McKinley was touring the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. Once again, two pistol shots rang out, and McKinley was assassinated. Again, Robert Todd Lincoln was an eyewitness to the tragedy. Following the death of President McKinley, Robert Lincoln considered himself a death omen to any president. And though he was frequently asked to attend White House functions, he never again accepted the invitations. In fact, until his own death in 1926, Robert Todd Lincoln never even saw another president. But the strange events which hovered over his life began when he was still in college, a college student at Harvard. He was waiting for a train on the platform of a railroad station and suddenly found himself off balance and about to fall under the moving train's wheels. At that instant, a strange man jerked him aside and saved his life. The man who saved the life of Robert Todd Lincoln was Edwin Booth, the brother of the man who killed the president. Strange, but true.